Well, there's good palm oil and there's bad palm oil. Let's disseminate. Let's find out what the difference is. Joining me, Kevin O'Grady, who is the Director of Pinnacle Quality and a sustainability expert. Kevin, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Good.
That's
good.
The idea. The main thing we hear about palm oil is that it's bad. Orangutans lose their house and their forest areas. But you're saying there is a sustainable way, and in actual fact, the fingers of palm oil reach further into our pockets than we ever knew.
Yeah, yeah. It's a complicated issue and a debate we haven't had yet. First thing I need to say also, just in the interests of disclosure, is that I make some of my money, business, if you like, from auditing the use of sustainable palm oil here in Australia and in New Zealand. So I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, that's okay.
But as a sustainability consultant, I'm absolutely convinced the answer to the question of orangutans and deforestation and all those things is, in fact, supporting sustainable palm oil. And as you say, there is what I call dirty palm oil, and then there's sustainable palm oil.
Mm.
But consumers don't know the difference. In fact, many of your listeners would say, well, I've never heard of sustainable palm oil. What's true?
Mm.
And he's just saying in supermarkets, and this is a staggering fact, if you stand in a supermarket and look around you, up to 50% of what you're looking at has got palm oil in it.
That is staggering. The picture that I have in mind when I think of having lived in Asia, I think of flying into Kuala Lumpur because when you're landing there, you're flying over acres and tens of thousands of acres of palm oil trees. And so that sticks in my mind. Is that sustainable palm oil, or is that the bad stuff?
I couldn't tell you without knowing which plantations you're talking about.
Sure.
And plantations are that are sustainable have to go through some severe hoops, which is why I support it. And they have to show that they are not burning down forests in order to plant palm oil, which is one of the big crimes, that they are looking after orangutans and any rare, threatening, endangered species and ecosystems within their sphere of influence, identifying it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think a list, anyone would, you know, if that's all the hoops that have to be jumped through to get sustainable palm oil, then all for it. But how do I, as a consumer at the stupid market, is there a sign or a label or something that says that it is RSPO certified sustainable?
This is probably the key issue. As I say, your listeners wouldn't have heard about sustainable palm oil, but many of them would go to the shops and say, I'm only buying fair trade coffee.
Yeah.
Or I'm looking for that little green frog on my chocolate for Rainforest Alliance.
Yeah.
Or I'm only going to buy this tissue because it's got the Forest Stewardship logo on it. There is a logo for palm oil. It's for the organisation that certifies sustainable palm oil, which is the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, or RSPO. I defy you to find it anywhere.
Why are they not putting it on the labels?
In my opinion, two things. One, it's got the words palm oil in it. Palm oil has been roundly vilified, and companies are taking it on not really as a consumer thing. They're doing it as a reputational risk thing.
But Kevin, it doesn't make sense to me that if this is sustainable and I want to be an educated shopper, putting the badge front and center is going to say, hey, I can buy this because it's, for want a better term, this is the good palm oil.
Correct. Well, the rhetoric has been to totally vilify palm oil. WWF, the largest environmental group in the world, are coming out publicly and saying, do not boycott palm oil. It would be far more environmentally destructive to boycott palm oil than it would be to, and they're advocating going towards RSPO and selecting that.
Yeah, well, that's why I got you on the program, to have a chat to me about it. Thank you, Kevin, so much for your time. And I guess it's up to us to keep our eye out, if we can, to find out for the sustainable palm oil. We'll follow it up, mate.
Yeah. Good.
Excellent.
Good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Kevin O'Grady there, sustainability expert, Director of Pinnacle Quality. Look for the good palm oil.